as the world contends with the health, humanitarian, and economic crisis brought by COVID-19 pandemic, we must emulate the penholders of the Charter of the United Nations and advance common efforts to address current and emerging challenges. In doing so, we should also demonstrate full respect for all peoples and all life on this planet. Moreover, climate change will further disrupt life as we know it. To this end, the upcoming Biodiversity Summit will provide a key opportunity to build momentum for urgent action on biodiversity for sustainable development. In this super year for nature, we must reshape our food systems to fit the needs of the people we serve. Hunger has been on the rise globally for the past 4 years. To guarantee food security and eradicate poverty, we will need inclusive, efficient, resilient, and sustainable food systems. Furthermore, I count on the newly inaugurated Alliance for Poverty Eradication to serve as a leading voice to also achieve zero hunger. In order to make progress, we require a whole of agenda approach. We need to respond to the needs of our population by providing social protection, protecting human rights, promoting good health, and prioritizing education and clean water and sanitation. Furthermore, we must invest in infrastructure if we are to reduce the digital divide.